Hello and welcome to the last Radio Academy podcast of 2023. I'm Hayley Hayes. Today we are looking back at a busy year at the Radio Academy. Awards, training days, networking. So before we rush into a new year, let's remind ourselves of all the great events we have had in the last 12 months to give you a taster of what you might have been missing or remind you of all the fun you had with us. To join us for events next year, do consider becoming a Radio Academy member. Not only will you be supporting a charity dedicated to the development and recognition of excellence in the UK radio and audio industry, you'll also get to join us at these amazing events. If your employer is a Radio Academy patron, then you are entitled to free or subsidised membership. And if not, membership is only £36 a year. And once you're a member, you have access to various benefits such as networking opportunities, events all over the UK. We have branches not just in London, but also in Yorkshire, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Midlands, Southwest and Wales. Now let's get into it. First up, we are going to this year's ARIAs on stage at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. It was held in May with our hosts Rylan and Fleur East.
Well, welcome to the ARIAs, the biggest night in the radio and audio calendar, and also the home of the biggest blazer I've ever seen.
Yes, it is.
Literally. I'm struggling under there. What's going on?
I knew you were going to look fresh, and I was like, I've got to do something. I've got to pull something out of the bag, Rylan. It is amazing to see you all here at the Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
Yeah, it's lovely to be back. Here we are in the heart of London's glittering West End, which I'm sure you'll agree has just got a whole lot more glitterier by the looks of things. And it's what we like to do, Fleur. It's what we like to do.
Honestly, genuinely, it's such an honour to be able to host this the second year in a row.
I know, must have done something right last
year.
And ladies and gents, please get up to the gorgeous Fleur East, everyone.
Thank you.
Right, before we get started with those all-important awards, I want to introduce a very important person to tonight's proceedings. And this person is very important to me. She is the chair of the Radio Academy and also just happens to be my big boss at Radio 2. So please welcome to the stage, Helen Thomas.
Thank you very much for coming out this evening to celebrate with us. Now, as chair of the Radio Academy, it's always an honour to be up here at the ARIAs, the glittering pinnacle of our calendar of events. The Radio Academy exists to promote excellence in radio and audio by sharing knowledge across the industry, and we are proud to have a range of brilliant initiatives for everyone at every stage of their career. From our training days supporting grassroots radio folk across the UK to the weekly Radio Academy podcast, from our annual 30 Under 30 scheme to our highly sought after pan-industry mentoring programme. Yes, rampers. And from the Radio Academy Festival back this September to the Young Audio Awards for Under 18s, which is open for entries now. Now, all that's left to be said is have a great night, everyone, and good luck.
Let's get cracking with our first award of the evening. This one is Best New Presenter, sponsored by Insanity Group. Now, this one recognises someone who has made an unforgettable impact over the last year. And there's been a few impacts in government, but we won't go there. Instead, though, our nominees this year are a reflection of our new names in radio and audio with authentic voices, passion and enthusiasm. And to present this award is a man made of pure comedy gold. He's a comedian, an actor, a writer. He's an activist. He's the co-star and co-writer of the TV show Catastrophe. And he played Peter in Deadpool 2, so he's pretty cool to me. Please welcome the handsome Rob Delaney.
Good evening, everybody. Okay, guys. The bronze goes to Ali Holcomb, BBC Introducing Rock. The silver goes to Harriet Rose, KISS FM UK. And for the Gold Award, the judges said they were awestruck by the standard of this nominee. Energy, creativity, and sensitivity were all on display in abundance. The gold winners for Best New Presenter are Zach and Jules, Life After Prison Podcast.
Yes. Zach and jewels are the joint anchors of Life After Prison, which launched in 2022, aimed at ex-prisoners and the people who support loved ones in prison. After rigorous casting call, Zach and Jules were recruited to lead the show while both still completing sentences on license in the community and developed an instant chemistry. Congratulations, Zach and Jules. An amazing achievement.
Wow. This is incredible. This means a lot, you know. Life after prison means a lot for a lot of people, you know. We get a bad name sometimes, you know, when we come out of prison. And to be standing here today shows that there is life after prison and you can make something of yourself. So we're living proof. And thank you to the judges, man. This is incredible. First one of the night.
Well done.
Yes. Well done. Thanks, man.
We move now to our next award. This is the best new radio show supported by Carver PR. Now, this set of nominees are all magicians because they are the people who can take a new idea and just perform audio alchemy, turning basic elements into bronze, silver and gold, literally tonight. To present this award, please welcome a presenter and actress who goes very seamlessly from absolute radio and magic to Casualty, Silent Witness, does it all. It's Sarah Champion.
And the bronze goes to Patrick Kielty, Banana Stand for BBC Radio 5 Live. The silver goes to Sean Keevney's Community Garden Radio. The judges for this category said the gold winner was a tour de force that handled a range of subjects with huge skill and sensitivity, combined with an impressive use of sound to create something truly absorbing. The gold winner for Best New Radio Show goes to Room 5, BBC Radio 4.
Room 5 is an innovative and immersive series for BBC Radio 4 and BBC Sounds about mystery diagnosis. Congratulations, team.
First, I want to just salute all the other nominees. I love your voices, I love your shows, and it's a real honour to be up amongst you. I came up with the idea for Room 5 a couple of years ago after a shock diagnosis and discovered that the thing that comforted me above all wasn't Dr. Google, but it was stories. Stories from other people that had ridden the roller coaster of a diagnosis. And so Room 5, like anyone knows who starts a new show, it was a big experiment with a small team, no roadmap. So this award means a really huge amount. Thank you.
Well done. Well, we move now on to Best Speech Breakfast Show. Now, it's a fair bet that everyone in this room listens to a bit of breakfast radio, with the exception of the actual heroes amongst you who are up at 3 a.m. making it for the rest of us to listen to. We do salute you. What you guys lack in sunlight, vitamins and a social life, we get a good start to the day. So like, we do appreciate it. The nominees for Best Speech Breakfast Show have all shown an astonishing ability to keep creating great content at a time in the day when most of us can barely string a sentence together. But fortunately, our next presenters can definitely do that. From Absolute Radio Early Breakfast, it's Dan Noble, alongside host of Kerrang Radio's breakfast show, Absolute Radio Weekends, Amazon Music, and a successful On Wednesday's We Wear Black podcast. It's Tuesday, we'll see what colour she's wearing. It's Sophie Kay!
And for Best Speech Breakfast, the bronze goes to Good Morning Ulster, BBC Radio Ulster.
The silver goes to Today BBC Radio 4.
And the gold goes to an entry the judges said showed journalism at its very best, with a masterful and memorable blend of insight, empathy, depth and impact.
The gold winner for Best Speech Breakfast Show goes to... Cliffhanger.
5 Live Breakfast, BBC Radio 5 Live.
2022 was Rachel Burden and Rick Edwards' first full year presenting 5 Live Breakfast. Every day they showed an enviable skill for dealing with big news and sports stories with depth and empathy.
Thank you to our amazing 5 Live Breakfast production team, some of whom are here, including our editor, Catherine. because as anyone here who works on breakfast shows will know, they come in every day with creativity and energy and endless patience putting up with presenters, and they are an absolute privilege to work with.
Next up, we're looking back at the Radio Academy Festival in September, held at the Royal College of Physicians in London, with speakers and panels across three stages. We're going to hear back from Ramesh Ranganathan with Akila Rodriguez, and Edward Adu speaks to Steve Lamack.
Akila Rodriguez here. It has been quite a day at the Radio Academy Festival this year, talking everything from AI to connecting with your audiences. One particular speaker had a very full audience when he took to the ARIA stage, and that was Ramesh Ranganathan, comedian, of course, and winner of Best Music Specialist Show at the 2023 ARIAs for his show For the Love of Hip Hop. I managed to catch up with him just after he stepped off the stage.
You were talking earlier about sort of having your personal connection with your show.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to ask you, because obviously with your career, stand-up, TV, lots of visuals, you're now in the audio space. How do you find getting that connection with the audience?
Well, I would say that I'm at a bit of an advantage because I've got a profile already. I think it's sort of been easier for me than it would have been for somebody coming straight into radio without that. So I'm probably less qualified than most to answer that question. But I feel like... you know, you're trying to make a personal connection with the listener, and I have had to change my way of thinking a little bit, you know, like in terms of like, it is different to doing TV, it is different to doing stand-up, so you're trying to, you just have to be aware that it is, in a way, it's a restriction, but actually there's something much more personal about being on the radio, you know, like people sit around and watch the TV, but the radio, it's like you're, it just feels like you're properly in their ear, do you know what I mean? So I think it feels a bit more intimate. TV's a bit more grandstanding, do you know what I mean?
You should definitely give yourself more credit, because even you were saying how your mission, trying to get new people into hip-hop, that's reaching a new audience that you've not necessarily had before. So you must be doing something right.
I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm loath to say that I'm doing anything right, to be honest with you. But you know, we do get emails into the show from people saying they didn't think hip-hop was for them and it is now, and that feels really, really good. So... listen, it's an ongoing mission. We're nowhere near where we need to be. We need everybody to recognise hip-hop as the greatest genre in the world. When that finally happens, I don't know if there'll be a certificate or something, and then I'll stop doing the show. But until then, we've got to carry on. It's a mission.
Is this your first time at the Radio Academy Festival?
It is, yeah. I'm very intimidated, to be honest.
Really?
Well, I'm just like a novice in this world, you know, so...
Are you using it like the rest of us, making connections in this world, or are you too famous for that now?
I'm not too famous, but what I would say is that my connections are not benefited by meeting me, do you know what I mean? So I would say that the best thing I can do for my job is to meet as few people as possible. I'm not good at first impressions, do you know what I mean?
I don't believe that.
No, honestly, it's true. I mean, I've turned it on for this, but if we'd have met socially, you wouldn't want to work with me ever again.
How do you find sort of networking events like this? Do you find them quite vital? Have you found them in your career quite useful?
I think that, like, an opportunity to meet people in the industry and sort of, and also just to get a feel what the industry is like is really, really important. I think it can be intimidating, you know, I'm socially awkward, and so my natural instinct is to shy away from things like this. But what I would say to anybody that's sort of feeling like that might be the case, I relate to you and I feel your struggle, but what I would say is that the benefits far outweigh the negatives. Like, just grab the bull by the horns, grab the something by the scruff of the neck, and just go for it. You'll feel a little bit awkward at first, but everybody feels a bit awkward in these situations. If you overcome that, it's a great opportunity. So there you go.
And be funny, that helps.
Listen, if you can be funny, do your best. I'm not always funny, but it happens to the best of us, isn't it?
Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Steve Lamack, how you doing, sir?
Thank you very much for the description. I'm good. Yeah, I'm very good.
Lots to ask you. And one of the main things, it's about being relevant and tapping in to the audience. I suppose I've always referred to the audience as friends. And how have you managed to remain relevant, well, over more than 30 years?
I mean, there's part of the audience which has grown up with us. There's part of the audience now, the younger end, who are the kids of the people who grew up with us. And in the middle, I guess it's really just, you're always trying to see your programme through the eyes and ears of people who are listening. And it's made a lot easier, that job, by... by going to so many gigs, because you're standing amongst your audience all the time and you're noticing the things that they're into, the music they like, the things they're talking about, the opinions they have, and you absorb all that from you take from the audience so you can give back to the audience.
Do you still maintain the same ethos now? There's various platforms. You've got Spotify, Bandcamp, so many places where people can go to. How can you compete with all those other platforms?
I think with us, I would like to think it's trust, and people know I don't really go over the top all the time, but when I do, it must mean something. And I think that's how we've built a relationship with an audience who's sort of grown to trust us. If they hear me saying, I think this is really, really, really good, because I don't say it that often. I think
all down to loyalty?
Yeah, a little bit of that. But I think, yes, I think that relationship with somebody who has brought you some good things in the past and appears to have the same sort of attitude to music or taste in music as you do, you can't get that out of an algorithm, I'm afraid.
The Radio Festival, Radio Academy, these sort of yearly sessions, have you been to any previously, or is this your first time?
I haven't been to this for about 5 or 6 years, I think. It's really interesting. There's so many, you know, old faces here, and it's nice catching up with people. Actually, I might do it more often.
Next year, you come to next year?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
What would you say was your highlight back then when you first came to one of these festivals? What was your highlight? Can you remember?
The very first time I came to the Radio Festival was, I mean, years ago now, and I remember Nicky Campbell interviewing Bruno Brooks.
Oh, wow.
about Bruno's brand new internet radio station, and drilling down into Bruno's figures of how many people were listening, and I thought that's cruel. It's true, but it's Bruno was, you know, obviously giving it large.
Yeah,
about,
yeah, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
the future, and you know, and you know, your analog radio is dead, and this is where it's going. And Nicky Campbell, I don't think, believed him. But I mean, it was to actually, you know, what you don't want is just, you know, people blowing smoke up each other's arses, and that certainly wasn't the case of that.
Steve Lamack, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Now we're here from last year's Rampers, which, if you don't know, is a Radio Academy mentoring program which is held over 6 months and supports mid-level career audio professionals with one-to-one mentoring with a senior leader in the industry and gain leadership skills at bespoke workshops and coaching sessions.
Hi, I'm Tim Humphreys. I work for BFBS, the Forces station that serves the British Armed Forces all around the world. Nationally, we're on DAB radio across the country. We've got radio stations dotted around the UK, and we're also overseas in far-flung places like the Falkland Islands, Canada, Gibraltar. And it's my role to coordinate our radio stories for our music magazine programmes, working with our teams around the world to get the best of what we do onto our worldwide network. I absolutely loved being part of RAB for 2023. And actually, it came at a really good time for me. And I think that's something salient to say in terms of make sure it's the right time, the right place, the right stage in your career to want to move on. For me, there was a desire, a need to move on further into program management. Having been in my role for 5 years, reached a bit of a plateau, no specific promotions coming up immediately internally. And so it was just really good to get an insight and some new perspectives from both the mentees that I was part of and indeed learn from my mentor, who was Rick Blaxall, content director at Bauer Media Group. And I absolutely loved RAP. It gave me a real kind of fire in the belly again for what I do day to day, for looking out and gaining new perspectives, and then just learning a little bit more about networking. And even though it's been a few months since I finished up and we graduated as a cohort, we all stick together. We're all still together on a WhatsApp group, and I'm still in touch with my mentor as well.
So my name's Grace Nicol. I am from Inverness in Scotland, and right now I have two jobs. my first that I'm in at the moment is I work as continuity, which is just the person that introduces the programmes or like speaks at the end credits. So I work for Channel 4 doing that. So I'm quite lucky that I can do freelance from Inverness so that Channel 4 has a bit more of a diverse sound. So you'll hear more Scottish voices and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I do midweek. And at the weekends, I work for Global as a presenter on Heart Scotland. So I have my own show between 12 and 4. So just talking nonsense, seeing you through your weekend. When I first started Ramp back in, was it 2021, which is terrifying, I was doing breakfast radio. And I think I was just trying to figure out what I could do after. But like Nicole, because as a radio presenter, if you have done it before, you might not get taken too seriously because you're supposed to be the fun jester in the morning, getting everybody excited. And maybe you want to branch out to do a bit more serious broadcasting in the future, and your showreel just doesn't really expose that. So I was trying to figure out who I was as a presenter after breakfast. And I'm also involved with Radio Academy Branch for Scotland. So I just wanted to see what I could do with that in the future.
My name's Mark Sparky Corringle. Sparky is often what I'm known as in the industry. I work on Gem at Breakfast with Joe and Sparky across the East Midlands. And I applied for Ramp because I felt the ever changing environment of network radio. I wanted to take control of what my next steps could be rather than just waiting for that time that the contract's not going to be renewed. So, you know, you hit a point in your career where you're like, okay, well, how can I take control of this? Got more responsibilities in my life now, father of two. So it's not just about me and my career. I've got things I need to fall back on. And when I saw the opportunity to join the Ramp course, I thought, this is exactly what I need. It's how I can look in new directions and use this skill set and take it into other areas of the radio industry. Like, I've only ever worked in commercial radio, and Ramp was a great look into the wider world.
Last but not least, let's listen back to Foot in the Door from November. Florrie Ward and Kira Ford from Leeds Student Radio reported back from the training and networking event for folks starting out their audio careers.
I am Katie Tully. I'm the head of curation for BBC Sounds. So my job is the best job in the world. It means I get to listen to all the audio content. I get to work out what goes where and when, and my job is basically trying to serve the right content to the right audiences at the right time.
What was your journey getting to where you are now?
I'm an imposter. I came from TV. I started off as an apprentice working for Turner Broadcasting, working on Cartoon Network, which is a great entry-level job. Then I moved over to Sky. I was at Sky for a few years, then I joined the BBC for BBC Children's, worked across the scheduling for BBC Children's and across iPlayer. So I came in as a digital expert. I've got a big background in video on demand, curation, marketing, media planning, so it's that routine. And then I joined BBC Sounds 3 years ago, just as the pandemic hit, which is a great time to start a new job and a new career. But I've always had a passion for audio, so it was a real dream to sort of get this job.
For people that are looking into going towards a similar role to you, what would you recommend for someone who's maybe about to leave uni or just wants to get some experience under their belt so that they stand out when they eventually go to find jobs?
So I would definitely say try everything, work out what your passion is and try things that might not be your passion. Like, I wasn't an expert in kids' TV. I now am an expert in kids' TV. I wasn't a kid, but I knew it. So it's definitely about trying different things, putting yourself out there to become, if you were interested in going down the digital route, I think it's about being expert at everything, like understanding how digital data works, understanding how platforms work, understanding how algorithms work, how products work, because there's a lot more to it than just putting a bunch of content on a homepage.
Obviously, starting out in TV, are there any specific skills that you think were particularly transferable between the TV industry and then moving forward into radio?
100%. I think one of the most important things is content, right? You're nothing without the content. The content drives it. And talk about working in kids' TV. I wasn't a kid, but I knew what good content was and I knew who the audience was. So It's about really understanding what makes something good. And it might not be for you, but it will be for someone. So it's really having a good editorial understanding of what good looks like.
Finally, what's your top tip when you're approaching a networking situation?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Remember people's names and just listen, as well as asking questions. Listen to what people are saying and learning from other people, because these are great events where you get to meet so many people with loads of different experience. So it's about listening as well as asking questions.
Thanks for joining me through that magical tour of Radio Academy events last year. And a quick reminder to go to our website and join us as a member so you don't miss out on anything. I'll catch you soon and Happy New Year.